The following segment is from The Look Ahead on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
The Houston Texans are sort of realigning their organization. Their team president was Jamie Rutes. He is resigning, quote unquote resigning, from his position effective today. Now, you know, whether he's resigning or whether he's fired is up for debate, but supposedly he was the person that was responsible for firing the Texans head of communications there, who was very popular with the players, including Deshaun Watson, including J.J. Watt. Amy Palchik, I think, is her name. And if I got her name wrong, I'm sorry. But so now this person is supposedly out of the organization. Do you look at this as like the Texans trying to throw Watson an olive branch?
I don't. I think it's too difficult to give them any ounce of credit at this point. What it kind of feels like to me is, have you you've seen Friends, right, Stats? Or are you one of these people that's like, Friends sucks, I don't like Friends?
No, of course I've seen it.
Okay. Do you remember, spoiler alert for anybody that hasn't seen the show that ended in 2004, in season 9, when Joey and Rachel have a thing? They have like a little romantical thing going on, you're talking about?
I recall that, yeah.
Okay. And I didn't watch the show at the time, but from what I understand, lots of Friends loyalists were pissed, right? Like, what are you doing? It's Ross and Rachel, not Joey and Rachel, whatever. But, you know, networks and TV writers do this because they want to boost in ratings, right? Like, well, crap, we're running low, we need something. Joey's in love with Rachel. This feels like that to me. Like this feels like Joey's in love with Rachel, the whole gang's in Barbados, Ross is gonna find out, he's gonna be pissed, he's gonna make fajitas, and it's gonna be really funny, and everybody tune in next Thursday at 8.
Well, it kind of worked, didn't it?
I don't think it only worked if Deshaun Watson's back. That's the only way anything is deemed having worked to me.
So Mike Florio tweeted, Jamie Rutes wanted to resign from the Texans after the GM search resulted in the work of the search committee, which Jamie Rutes was a part of, being ignored. They totally ignored the search committee and hired Nick Caserio. But according to Mike, he was persuaded to wait in order to keep the perception of organizational dysfunction from becoming even more pronounced. Sorry, Texans, it didn't work. You're a dumpster fire. Everybody knows it and everybody thinks it. So it looks like this wasn't an olive branch to Deshaun Watson. And, you know, I hope he sticks to his guns because the Texans are saying, no, we're not going to trade him. But you can't have your quarterback be all in. And if he wants to force it, he can. And they can say no all they want. And maybe they wait and try and persuade it and wait till after the draft. But I don't think he's playing for the Texans in week one in 2021.
I think he's only going to make it to the draft on the Texans roster because you can only trade 2 years worth of picks, right? So, like, I wonder if there's like a loophole, like you can do it during the draft and then, you know, add in the 2023 picks, whatever the case may be, that you couldn't do right now. Yeah, Ross and Rachel belong together, Texans. Don't try to introduce Joe into the mix. This is stupid. I can't believe you.
Here's the thing, though. If they wait till after this year's draft, that takes a lot of the this is a bad analogy, but it's the only thing I could think of. A lot of the bullets out of the Jets' gun, because they have 2 first-round picks this year and 2 first-round picks next year. So they could have potentially offered 4 first-round picks and only sort of messed up their draft capital for 2 years. If they wait till after the draft, the Jets obviously would be down those 2 first-round picks.
So I'm going to put this in really vague terms. I'm going to say, I don't know if this is possible, but let's say you're the Jets, I'm the Texans. Congratulations. You're the functional person in this relationship.
That's never happened to us before, by the way. This is uncharted territory. What do we do with our hands?
So like one time in my fantasy football league, this is a bad example, but I wanted to trade for a pick, but we didn't have the technology behind that. The platform we played on didn't support that. So it was just this kind of gentleman's agreement. Hey, dude, you draft that guy. When the draft's over, we'll execute the trade. So couldn't it be that, right, where like you and I have a handshake deal, and when you're on the clock with the picks that we have deemed that are going to be mine, you know, you call me up, hey RJ, I'm on the clock, who do you want, whatever. There's obviously a level of trust involved here. I say I like player X, I like player Y, whatever picks are going to be, and then you take those players, and then when the draft is over, you trade me those players and the picks in 2022 and the picks that are now tradable in 2023. I traded Deshaun Watson, whatever the case. Again, it's not a perfect system, but to avoid the you can't trade picks 2 years in advance rule.
I mean, that is a huge amount of faith that Joe Douglas would have to have in Nick Caserio, because, like, let's say you make that agreement, right?
And then they bail?
And you're Nick Caserio, you have all the leverage, right? The Jets have messed up their draft picks because they've already picked guys that they're supposedly giving to you. So, like, I can't see that. That would be an incredible sign of trust if that were to go down.
Well, anything's possible, but that's the only way I think it's possible. Because you're right, if we get past the draft this year, and not only that, I mean, the draft is a long way away. At that point, too, how many teams have already traded for Carson Wentz or Jimmy Garoppolo or Russell Wilson or whatever the case may be? Like, all of your landing spots have kind of filled up, either by way of free agency, aka trades, or, you know, the draft, because other teams are going to be taking other quarterbacks as well.
Right. Like, if you're the 49ers and you're interested in Watson, or even the Jets, like, there comes a point where you have to decide, hey, we can't wait anymore, because if we don't get Watson, we need to make a quarterback plan. And so there is a, I don't know what that point is, but there is at some point in the offseason a make or break point for this trade to happen, because if they don't, then they're going to end up with a smaller market than they think, because the teams are going to have to figure out their own plans.
That's why I think the Texans, I get that it's not a preferable option to, you know, call this, you know, as a loss for you, but it's, I don't know that there's any reason to doubt Deshaun Watson. And so it's in your best interest, if you're the Texans, like, at this point, you've got to make lemonade out of these lemons, right? And so it's in your best interest to do it now while the market is as great as it's going to be, as much as it sucks. This is the biggest net return that you can possibly get.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.